We last met blueberry farmer Bud Chiles and heard how recent tariffs threaten a trade deal with China to export the crop. For Chiles, that represents a future danger. He could miss out on a valuable new market. But Chiles says there's another, much more pressing issue, one that threatens many farmers across the state.
The distributors have become very, very focused on purchasing large farms in places like Chile and Argentina and Mexico and Central America. The reason that's a big problem for local growers is Mexico particularly, they're growing blueberries down there with large subsidies from their government.
These subsidies, along with lax labor standards and farming regulations, mean it's incredibly cheap to grow produce in Mexico. To put that into numbers, for every dollar spent by U.S. blueberry farmers, their Mexican counterparts spend just 10 cents. That's according to a University of Georgia study. For distributors, it's a no-brainer. They can buy Mexican-grown fruit at a lower price, leaving a larger profit margin. But that takes a toll.
This season, just to give you an example, when the Mexican fruit started coming into the market, the price literally dropped in half for the growers, to the point where it really didn't pay in the middle of our season. It really didn't pay to continue to harvest fruit.
The Mexican blueberry season is during winter in the U.S. That's the off-season for domestic growers. Distributors bring in South American fruit for U.S. customers. But the Mexican government has invested large sums of money into building greenhouses across the country, the UGA study shows. This extends their season far into the time American growers usually harvest. So this, coupled with the much cheaper labor costs, is devastating domestic agriculture. And it's not just blueberry farmers.
When I started in the tomato business in 1984, there was somewhere between 225 and 250 tomato farmers in the state of Florida by itself. Now there is somewhere in the 20s.
Graves Williams heads the Quincy Tomato Farm in Quincy, Florida. He says the problem started when the U.S. joined the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA, in 1994. It's a trade deal with the U.S., Canada, and Mexico that opened up American markets to Mexican produce.
But what the Mexicans ended up doing was anytime we had a good market, they would triple their imports into the United States at a cheaper price, so they would get, and the market would start to fall.
That's a trade process known as dumping. And it's not exclusive to tomatoes. It affects most of Florida's produce, including strawberries, blueberries, and peppers. Florida farmers have railed against the trade agreement for the last quarter century, and its unpopularity is pretty widespread. President Donald Trump made renegotiating NAFTA part of his campaign platform. Here's Trump in June of 2016.
If they do not agree to a renegotiation, then I will submit notice under Article 2205 of the NAFTA agreement that America intends to withdraw from the deal, okay? No more NAFTA. No more NAFTA.
And Trump kept his promise. Last September, he announced a new deal, dubbed the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, or USMCA. Vice President Mike Pence was in Jacksonville earlier this month to rally support.
But also, we've negotiated for Mexico and Canada to lift their retaliatory tariffs on American pork, cheese, and orange juice. Under this new agreement, Florida's farmers are going to win like never before.
Not so fast. Many agriculture experts say the new USMCA doesn't address the so-called seasonal loophole, allowing Mexican farmers to cut into the domestic growing season. Here's State Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried.
When there's no seasonal exemption in USMCA, Mexico has an ability to have lower cost standards for labor, has lower, you know, different types of health standards in place. There's subsidies coming in from the Mexican government that our blueberry and tomatoes and all of our seasonal crops cannot compete under those conditions.
The USMCA still needs congressional approval, and Fried is urging the Florida delegation to vote against it unless the deal includes seasonal protections. U.S. Representatives Republican Vern Buchanan of Tampa and Democrat Al Lawson of Tallahassee have introduced a standalone bill to do just that. The Defending Domestic Produce Production Act has the bipartisan support of Florida's representatives.
Under NAFTA, and some of the things that the president have implemented is, you know, not only does it affect Florida growers, but on specialty crops, and that's where we really are falling behind.
That's Lawson. He sits on the House Agriculture Committee.
This would give them the opportunity not only to provide subsidy for them, but at the same time, to put the restrictions that we have with Mexico, who has really been taking advantage of the produce and stuff that we have coming into the country.
These protections are necessary to save a struggling industry, says John Walt Boatwright. He's the National Affairs Director for the Florida Farm Bureau.
Over the past number of years, the amount of imports surging into Florida has caused a lot of producers to basically have to make the hard decision whether or not to continue producing and farming.
And that's something a lot of farmers have grappled with. Even Williams, one of North Florida's largest tomato growers.
Have you ever considered, you know, giving it up?
I am 69 years old, and we have been on the verge two or three times of having to give it up. Every now and then, after the Mexicans get through with us on cheap markets, it's hard to keep going.
Childs, the blueberry farmer, and Freed say the best way to save local producers is to buy local. Freed touts increased funding for the Fresh from Florida brand. It's a marketing campaign to support Florida-grown produce. But Williams thinks if the national government doesn't act soon, most domestic producers will be forced out of business.
My tomatoes and the Mexican tomatoes have to go to market and be consumed. And so without federal assistance, we will not survive. That is the key thing.
I'm Sean Mulcahy in Tallahassee.